The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Until the third period, until the Barracuda really had a comfortable lead and felt like for sure they were going to pick up a victory. But they outplayed the Henderson Silver Knights throughout tonight's game. But it was the third in which they really ran away with it. They caught four goals in the third period, matching a season high. First time in which they have done that since October the 19th. And they take down the Silver Knights by a score of 6-2. They improved to 4-1 against Vegas' top affiliate this year. And with the win, San Jose improves now to 23-13-2-2, up to 50 points. They are 15-4-1-1 on home ice. The Barracuda now have points on home ice in six straight, 5-0-1 during that stretch. And they have points in all four games during this seven-game homestand. They have now won their last two. Henderson had won five in a row. They have now dropped two straight. Their record falls to 14-27-2 on the year, 8-15-1 on the road. Well, the Barracuda put the first five shots on net in the opening period, and on their fifth shot, they would open up the scoring. Daniil Gushchin would make it goals in back-to-back games for the third-year pro. Philip Bisted with an outstanding pass to set him up. And Gushchin, no doubt, wiring home a one-timer to open up the scoring. The goal would come in the first 3 minutes of the opening period, and it would come on the team's fifth shot of the first. Time of the goal at 2:56. Gushchin, his ninth, from Philip Bisted. Set off, Barracuda putting the pressure on. They win the puck back in the offensive zone. Gushchin snaking just inside the blue stripe, skates it near wing, backhands it to the net, didn't get through the traffic, pulled in though by Bisted. Quick shot, Gushchin scores! Oh, that's a great setup from Philip Bisted. Schmidt couldn't get over to the post in time, and a quick pull of the trigger from Daniil Gushchin. And he's got goals in back-to-back games, and the Barracuda strike first, 2 minutes and 56 seconds into the opening period. So a great start for the Barracuda, but the Knights would push back halfway through the opening period. They would tie it up. Mason Morelli would steal the puck away from Jake Furlong at his own defending blue line, work up the ice on an on-man rush, call his own number, and beat Vitek Vanacek glove side for Morelli, his eighth of the year in his first game back after a four-game absence. And halfway through the first, we were all tied at 1-1. In the puck back, Hickey lifts it off the glass. Furlong holds, but it's taken away by Morelli. Here comes Morelli down the left-wing side, working, shooting, and he scores! Jake Furlong, the youngster, gives the puck away to the wily vet Mason Morelli, and Morelli skates his way up the left side. It beats Vitek Vanacek left side, and we are tied at 1-1. So the Knights find a way to tie it up. They weren't done. Less than 2 minutes later at 12:20, Jake Bischoff, the captain, would swing one on net, perfectly placed upstairs on a screen. Vanacek, and the Knights had a 2-1 lead on Bischoff's third of the year. Brisson, former first-round draft pick of the Golden Knights, works it near wall. Now Uchaz for Quinney. Quinney up high to the point. Bischoff holding, shooting, and scores! Jake Bischoff through a screen, beats Vanacek over the glove hand. He never saw it. A perfectly placed shot from the veteran defender. Bischoff and the Silver Knights have a 2-1 lead with 7:40 left here in the opening period. Well, fortunately for the Barracuda, that would be the final goal for Henderson. The Knights would carry a 2-1 lead into the first intermission. Barracuda did outshoot Henderson 15-12 in the first. Each team had a power play chance. Both teams would come up empty in that first. So despite the fact the Barracuda trailed, you felt like they were the better team in the opening 20, and they would carry that momentum into the second. The Cuda would outshoot the Knights 15-8 in the second period, and they would score the only goal. It was a beauty off the stick of Tristan Robbins. That ties up the score for Robbins, his sixth of the year, 344. Shakir Mukhamudulin set him up on a beautiful seam pass that allowed for Robbins to bust in on net uncontested, and Robbins would finish it off to tie up the score in the second. Shakir Mukhamudulin working his way up ice from right to left. Seems to pass. He's got a man in Robbins busting right up the gut of the ice. Backhand scores! Oh, what a finish from Tristan Robbins! But what a setup from Shakir Mukhamudulin as the seas parted. Great finish for Robbins. Barracuda tie it up at 2-2. So we would go into the third, all even at 2-2. So despite the fact you felt like the Barracuda were the better team through the first two periods, it was anybody's game heading into the final 20. But in the final 20, the Barracuda would reduce any seed of doubt. Any sort of thought the Knights were going to win this game was completely evaporated in the final 20, as the Barracuda would score four times, including this go-ahead goal from rookie sensation Luca Cagnoni, his 11th of the season, 7th on the power play, and the Barracuda back on top, their third unanswered goal. The time of the third period tally from Cagnoni at 10:43 from Colin Graf and Pavel Regenda. Tested in the corner boards, it comes free. Graf taps it to the point. Cagnoni sidesteps. Ronbjerg skates to the left dot. Shoot, score! It's a power play goal for Luca Cagnoni as he worked around Ronbjerg and then just whistled one pass to Kira Schmid, and the Barracuda have their first lead since the opening period. They would not look back after that point. Just minute 18 later, Anthony Vincent would tip home a Shakir Mukhamudulin point shot, and the Barracuda had some breathing room. They led it 4-2 at that point. Barracuda lead on the goal by Luca Cagnoni, the 20-year-old, up to 11 now on the season. Now Mukhamudulin, his shot from the slot, score! It's another point man goal. It may have been tipped by Vincent. I think he did tip it as Shakir Mukhamudulin swings it on net, and Vincent actually tips it home. I thought it was Shaq's goal for a moment. Vincent's got goals in back-to-back games. Anthony Vincent up now to 7 goals on the year. He's got 4 in his last 7 games. This all comes after a 27-game goalless drought. He is heating up, and the Barracuda at the time would have a 4-2 lead. They would all but seal the victory at 18-15. Colin Graf would make it back-to-back games with an empty netter. He'd walk his way to the open cage and make it 5-2 Cuda. From the midpoint by Addison, gets jammed back to the front of the net, pulled in, and it's Colin Graf who will skate uncontested. He's going to have empty netters in back-to-back games, and the Barracuda take a 5-2 lead. Empty netter for Colin Graf, his 8th of the season, 2nd point of the game. Lucas Carlson would then score at 18:53 as Akira Schmid would actually come back into the game for Carlson, his 8th, snapping a 9-game drought. Regenda and Cardwell given the assist, and the Barracuda roll to a 6-2 victory. They put 40 shots on net. Schmid, his 2-game winning streak comes to an end. He allows 5 goals on 39 shots. He is now 1-3 against the Barracuda this year. And Vitek Vanacek back in AHL action for the first time since 2022 picks up the win. Not overly challenged tonight, but easing his way back into live action after the injury sustained back in December. Perfect way to welcome him back to pro hockey and back into live bullets, as he wasn't really overly tested after the opening period, and he picks up the win for the Barracuda. Final shots, 40-24 in favor of San Jose. Barracuda go 1-for-3 on the power play. Knights go 0-for-2. Shakir Mukhamudulin, 3 assists. Had no points since being reassigned back to the American Hockey League in the 5 games since being returned from the NHL. But he has 3 assists tonight. man, he was good for the Barracuda in the win. He ends up being the second star. We'll go over the three stars here in just a moment. Pablo Regenda also had multiple points of the win, as did Philip Biested. I thought this was one of the best games for Philip Biested. I think the two games off allowed him to kind of recalibrate, reset, maybe even give the body a little bit of time to rest. He just had a different jump to his game tonight. He was very, very good. He had a couple of assists. Colin Graf had the 2 points as well, a goal and an assist, as the Barracuda pick up a big 2 points and continue to roll on home ice. Let's go over our three stars. Pavel Regenda, acquired in a trade from San Diego last week, picks up the 2 assists, his first multi-point effort with the Cuda, had a +2 rating and 3 shots on net. He is the number 3 star. Shakir Mukhamudulin, 3 assists for Shaq, and he was good tonight. Wasn't just the offensive touch he had this evening, the way he was setting up guys, the way he was skating, the way he was coming back on pucks, throwing the body. His physicality has started to ratchet up a little bit. I think that all ties into the confidence as he's gotten fully healthy and is getting more reps. Mukhamudulin outstanding tonight. 3 assists, +3 rating, 2 shots on net. Number 1 star, Colin Graf, had the goal and the assist, the empty netter to seal it. Graf extends his point streak, his point streak that started pre-recall, but has continued on since coming back to the Cuda. He's got points in 6 straight, 7 points during that stretch. He finishes with 2 points. He is the number 1 star. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 25 minutes, 1,117 sod here at TechCU Arena. Barracuda back in action tomorrow. It's Pink in the Rink night, a 6 o'clock puck drop. It's all presented by Kaiser Permanente. The Cuda and Knights run it back. Second game of back-to-back. Should be a great Saturday night, expecting a full house. So if you have not gotten your tickets, don't wait to come to the box office to get them, because they're probably going to be gone at that point. Make sure to go to sjbarracuda.com/tickets to pick up yours today. Should be a lot of fun tomorrow as the Barracuda look for the weekend sweep, and they look to make it 3 straight wins. We're back on the air tomorrow starting at 6. No pregame coverage because we are on NBC Sports California. If you can't make the game, make sure to tune in to our telecast, our first of 3. The great Drew Amenda will join myself in the broadcast booth. A final from TechCU Arena, the Barracuda 6. The Knights do a 4-goal third period for the Cuda as they run away with this one against Henderson. They are now 4-1 against the Golden Knights affiliate. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. Whether you listened or you watched, we certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us once again tomorrow. Until tomorrow night, we'll remind you one more time of tonight's final score. The Barracuda 6, the Knights 2. Good night from TechCU Arena as the Barracuda continue to roll on home ice, and they'll look for the weekend sweep tomorrow against Henderson. Until tomorrow, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. Podcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.